On University of Southern California Week, lack of access to water can bring dire consequences. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Robin Craig, Robert C. Packard Trustee Chair in Law and Professor of Environmental Law, explores how this affects fighting COVID-19.
The Navajo Nation in Arizona, the largest and most populous reservation in the United States, was one of the areas hardest hit during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's become increasingly clear that part of this health disparity is due to a lack of access to water, which all 574 federally recognized tribes in the United States are legally entitled to under a 1908 Supreme Court ruling known as the Winters Doctrine. For tribes like the Navajo, these water rights were never quantified or delivered. I compared the pandemic experience of two tribes, the Navajo or Diné in Arizona and the Klamath in Oregon, to investigate how minimal access to potable water affected their respective capacities to address COVID-19. The Klamath tribes entered the pandemic with two significant advantages: relative wealth and actualized water rights that granted tribes access to potable water. These conditions paved the way for a swift pandemic response. The Navajo didn't fare as well. In fact, they had some of the highest COVID-19 infection rates in the country. 1 in 3 Navajo homes lack access to running water, and 30 to 40% must haul water from communal wells and for long distances to meet basic household needs. Daily trips to get food and water force the Navajo to spend extended periods of time in close contact and outside of the home during shelter-in-place mandates. The Navajo and the U.S. government have been in litigation over tribal water rights for over a century, and the issue is currently the subject of a long-running Supreme Court case filed by the Navajo Nation against the state of Arizona.
That was Robin Craig of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.